Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
House Republicans have selected as their nominee to be the Speaker of the People's House, the Chairman of the Chaos Caucus, a defender in a dangerous way of dysfunction, and an extremist extraordinaire.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries opposes Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan's bid to become Speaker of the House. Another vote is expected earlier this week, but may not bring clarity. The lack of Republican unity is frustrating many. Florida Representative Kat Kamick echoes others in her party who say it's threatening their narrow majority. She calls what's happening reality TV focused on angertainment.
It is this notion that you rage against the machine. You stomp your feet. You tweet in all caps, but you actually don't fix anything. It's the perception of fighting. It is a show.
Meanwhile, a new study finds most states need to improve their redistricting processes. The Common Cause Report says drawing district lines can be secretive and leave out communities of color. Co-author Dan Vicuña says some states are engaging the public more, but it's not always enough, and regular citizens are aware and frustrated.
The public understands that whether you're kept in one district with a community that shares concerns of all sorts can really make the difference between having a champion in the halls of power or not having a champion.
With less than a month before another election day, the process is already underway. 27 states in Washington, D.C. offer no excuse absentee voting, and the number using it rose sharply last year. In Maine, more than 30,000 voters have already requested a ballot. Maine's Secretary of State Shayna Bellows says people should have options on how to vote.
When we maximize the opportunity for people to vote, we increase the number of people who actually participate. And the more people that participate in our democracy, the stronger our democracy is.
Half of state attorneys general are asking the Supreme Court to overturn a Fifth Circuit ruling upholding restrictions on medication abortion. The ruling reversed an FDA decision allowing the abortion drug mifepristone to be taken later in pregnancy, mailed directly to patients, and prescribed by mid-level providers. A new law in Kentucky has housing advocates worried about people who are homeless. The Safer Kentucky Act, expected at the next legislature, proposes a statewide camping ban with penalties of up to $5,000 and a month in jail. Tish Shoup, Clark County's Community Services Housing Director, says jailing them won't help, especially if they have mental health or addiction problems.
Having a policeman come up to them and then just throw them in the back of the car and handcuffs and throw them in jail, well, that's only going to make that issue worse. So if they've been working with anybody and they've actually made some progress, well, that just sets them back.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.